A couple of blocks to the east of Mitre Square, he threw a piece of blood-stained apron into the doorway of numbers 108 to 119 Galston Street. This was Heddo's apron, so it was definitely thrown down by the killer. Above this piece of apron, on the jamb of the door, was written a message in chalk: "The Jews are the men that will not be blamed for nothing."
The anti-Semitic climate in the community led Commissioner Warren to make a questionable investigative decision.
Detectives were stationed by this doorway so that a photograph could be taken of the message once it was daylight. But now the incredible happens. The Metropolitan Police Commissioner, ex-army man Sir Charles Warren, orders the message to be rubbed from the wall without any photographs being taken of it.
Catherine Eddowes is acknowledged as the fourth murder victim of Jack the Ripper. She lived in an area where there were 1,200 unfortunates at the time of the murders. She was released from Bishopsgate Police Station. She collided with Jack the Ripper, unfortunately for her, and within 20 minutes her body was found butchered in Mitre Square. The very first day I allowed this shawl to be tested, we were told that we have blood spatter in the form of slashing, possible semen stains, possible blood stains, possible faecal matter, all of which as the shawl is covered in. It was extremely exciting.
When I first saw the shawl, I was quite surprised because it was much bigger than I thought it was, and it was much more colourful. We had some stains which were consistent with sperm stains, and we also found some larger stains which were compatible with internal organ stains. So the patterns were matching the modus operandi of Jack the Ripper. Next we had to isolate the DNA from the stains and then match with the descendant. This DNA extraction and analysis was quite difficult because the DNA is quite old, because the shawl is quite old.
We had to find a descendant down the female line because of the DNA. And that's the only way we could link the stains on the shawl to a descendant. The other stains that we found on the shawl, we had to link through the sister of the murderer, through, again, the female line, which was the only way we could get a match. So we can give a name to Jack the Ripper. It's Aaron Kosminski. He was a 23-year-old Polish Jewish immigrant who lived very close to the murders. Aaron Kosminski was identified but couldn't be arrested. He was then admitted into Coney Hatch Asylum. From there, he was taken to Leavesden Asylum, where he died in 1919 at the age of 54.